This may sound stupid to you, but it's hot.
It's hot.
Off the wire with Brittany.
It's Britt, and here's your hot off the wire. DJ Easy Rock and Chicago DJ Rashad both passed away over the weekend. Rest in peace to them. In other news, we saw this coming. Pebbles filed for a $40 million lawsuit against Viacom for defaming her character in the TLC Story movie. Rapper The Game, he wants LA citizens to boycott the Clippers because of racist remarks from their owner. I think we should also boycott him for allegedly beating his fiance in front of their kids. Just saying. Swizz Beatz, not your average hip-hop artist. He was recently accepted into Harvard Business School's program. Teyana Taylor, she squashed that beef between her and Rihanna when she tweeted Riri's Vogue cover saying, "Me and this B may not get along, but this cover is stunning. Love it." She ate that. Speaking of Vogue, Kanye and Kim's cover is on pace to outsell Beyonce and the First Lady Michelle Obama's covers. We did see that picture of Kim buying them all herself, though. In Ratchet Reality News, Kiki Wyatt of TV1's R&B Divas says her beef with the other divas could be because she's biracial. Nene of Real Housewives of Atlanta posted pictures proving that her and Cynthia have been friends since her fight with Peter, contrary to what Cynthia claimed on last night's reunion. Tonight on VH1 is the Basketball Wives LA reunion show. I talked to British, and she said there might be a fight coming.
I was running off the stage, so you have to know it was something deep going on. I was like, oh no, I would not be a part of this mockery that they have going on right now. I was like, oh no. I'm the only one that didn't take their shoes off. I can't wait to tweet on Monday.
The full interview with her is at the RussParMorningShow.com. Well, we've seen it before from Amber Rose, Karrueche, and Nicki Minaj. Now, K. Michelle posted a twerk video on IG. In TV news, it's official. Scandal's Olivia Pope has lost the Gladiator. Columbus Short revealed after 3 years he will not be returning to the show. We can assume he was fired. And tonight on Arsenio Hall show, Future will perform. Over the weekend at the box office, number one was The Other Woman with $24.7 million. Number two was Captain America. And number three was Heaven is for Real. I'm Britt, and that's your hot off the wire. If I missed anything, tweet me at TooPrettyBritty and at Russ Parr Show. And for more stories, go to the RussParrMorningShow.com.